The book of Revelations 15, 2 and 3. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Reading and studying this place of Scripture, we have these questions. What is this sea of glass mingled with fire? How can we be victorious over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name? And how do you sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb? Let us look what these are. The image of the sea of glass mingled with fire indicates the inner state of the one who stands on the sea, identifying their love for God, consisting in the purity of their heart that is accompanied by a fire of holy jealousy for God. And so how beautifully we see the identification of our inner state. This is as this sea of glass mingled with fire. We have the love of God, agape, there, and it is demonstrated in a pure heart and has the holy jealousy, the fire of the holy jealousy of God. Those standing upon the sea of glass mingled with fire conquered the beast and the four individual functions, and that is in his four individual functions, which he demonstrates. They had victory over the beast, they had the victory over the image of the beast, they had the victory over the mark of the beast, and they had victory over the number of the name of the beast. This is in the four different ways the devil can demonstrate himself in man and have authority over man. The beast himself, who comes up out of the great sea of human desires, indicates a man of sin and son of perdition. This is the personified second death. The image of the beast, this is not just the beast himself, but the image himself. The beast is the personified second death, that he also has an image. That is in his likeness, as if a twin. The image of the beast, Apostle Arkady writes, indicates the programmable system of the fallen son of morning, in the form of reigning, governing sin living within our body, in the form of the old man with his deeds, whom we inherited by the aimless seed of our fathers in the flesh. And so the image of the beast is the old man who lives within us, and we inherited him by the aimless seed of our fathers. The mark of the beast indicates the acceptance of the authority of false apostles and false prophets over us, that deception or partial truth which they pass on to men. And when people receive this deception, this partial truth, they receive this mark of the beast. The number of the name of the beast indicates the power or authority of money over those who have received the shameful branding of the beast upon their foreheads. And so if we overcame the devil and Satan in these four functions, then they will demonstrate themselves in one or another way. We will abolish within ourselves this reigning sin. We will have the ability to perform the work of total sanctification, which pursues the goal of total dedication. This victory will also be demonstrated in the ability of us being able to show brotherly love to one another. Brotherly love out of light is not possible. You need to be able to demonstrate this brotherly love within the boundaries of light. And when a person does not receive the love of agape and is not within the boundaries of light, he becomes angry and leaves the church. Why? Because they think that the love of agape can be demonstrated in any place and for everyone, but the love of agape is only for the saints, only those who are upon Zion, and only those who are within the boundaries of light. And because they learn this, they leave the church. And the reason is because you are to demonstrate the love of agape only where God desires it and not where they want to. And they then leave in anger. And to overcome the beast, his image, his mark, and the number of his name is possessing the ability to rule over money. The fact that the one that stood on the sea of glass that was mingled with fire. They were holding the harps of God and were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. This speaks of the fact that the chosen by God remnant consists or is made up of saints who lived before the time of the law of Moses, within the time of the law of Moses, and also during the time of the law of grace, that is our days today. And they all have one thing in common. Grace received the ability in them to reign within their hearts by the means of the righteousness of their faith. Right now, we will sing a psalm and we will thank God that we have all of these components. Our heart is built into this glass, into sea of glass with, that is mingled with fire. The fact that we overcame the beast and his image. And we will demonstrate the fact that we overcame this beast. We will sing the psalm of the Lamb, and we will sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, what Abraham did before the law, and also the things that were given to Moses during the law, and also what the church does today when they honor God with their tithes and offerings. This is our lot as well. We will sing a song, not just of the Lamb, but also the song of Moses, the servant of God, and also the Lamb. The person who has not learned the song of Moses will not be able to have the legitimate ability to sing the song of the Lamb and thank God for the salvation and for the redemption which he had shown him in the work of the redemption of Christ. Tithes is our response to what God has done for us in his Son, Jesus Christ. Let us stand up and let us worship him, let's honor him, and let us lift up his word within our hearts. Let us stretch out our right hand before our God as a symbol and pray together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word. And I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.